Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
All right, what a great weekend. So many things are going on. NBA playoffs, NHL hockey, baseball, the draft. Messi is downtown, like down in Foxborough, like playing the Revs, selling out Gillette Stadium.
Kicking ass.
I had tickets for that game too, by the way.
Brag.
No. My wife gets tickets for the kids for Christmas, right? Big soccer family. Find out that, you know, we hear that he's not even playing in the game. Find out that he's not even playing the game, so my wife and the kids are like, we don't want to go. Well, she ends up selling the tickets, and then we find out that he is playing, then we can't get the tickets back.
Didn't he have 2 goals and 2 assists or something?
It was. I can't even tell you how depressed of a household that was on Saturday, because we could hear the scoring going on from our house. It was a very sad
walk. For you.
All right, so weekend revisiting. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something that piqued their interest over the weekend. So let's start with Billy. Billy, what'd you see this weekend?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. All right, so Nick, let's start with you.
I realized last night I hate national broadcast games, especially when it's local teams, because they really have no idea what's going on. But the viewing experience of national broadcasts is just terrible. I don't know how much you guys made it through yesterday's game while actually listening to it, the Red Sox and Cubs game for Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
The umpire, I don't know if he was mic'd up or if just the mics behind home plate were so hot that he was like screaming at you for strike
count. And a sinker as well.
Every single time until they fixed it until about the fourth inning. I don't need umps yelling at me. I don't need in-game interviews. I don't need all these bells and whistles that it specifically ESPN puts out. They have like the worst camera angles for hockey. They have player interviews during hockey or like family interviews during hockey. I don't need it.
Wow.
This is like a heartburn.
Man, how old are you?
I hate national broadcasts.
Wow. I did not think that would be what you would jump off the
just
game with.
Just give me my damn game.
Wait, so you don't like...
I don't need bells and whistles. I don't need dumb graphics. Just show me the game. I don't want the game in like a little box while Tyler O'Neill takes up the entire other half of the screen because they're talking to the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of agree. I like the interviews... But I do sometimes think people forget the game is the centerpiece. The actual action of the game is the centerpiece. And every in and out last night, they had the sit down with Cora and Council. And then they had the Theo stuff. Like they were bombarding you with
Buster's
stuff.
Buster's down there talking to everybody on the bench.
Yep. It's like the things that used to be part of pre and post game shows are now part of in game. Like.
That was actually...
See, I don't know how I missed that. I was watching
it
the
was
game.
It was jarring. It I was like half like paying delayed. Attention, and it was... the dude was screaming at
it. Sounds overmodulated, too. Like, it even, like...
It also feels delayed. Can I hear... Let me hear it one more time, because I feel like it takes... No. From beginning to end.
Sinker as well.
Okay, so you hear when the ball hits the mitt. It seems like he has to think about it for a second, right?
Well, yeah, he does have to call.
He's like, oh, crap. Ah! And what did he say? Ball or strike?
It was a strike. You don't say anything when there's a ball.
Oh, really?
Just chastised you.
I would just say, oh, I didn't know.
Some guys say ball.
Yeah,
some guys have a little ball.
But you're not supposed to say anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. You're
supposed to tell him it's high or low unless they
say. He's angry today.
What is his problem today?
What's you okay? Everything good at home?
I had a great weekend. Saturday was great.
It's Monday that sucks.
Yeah, Monday's not great. Getting up this morning, driving 55 minutes when it should take me 38. Not great.
Find out I'm working with Andy hard on the day.
The broadcast don't bother me at all. And in baseball, it's one of those things where you can afford to chew up some time. Just because sometimes
not as
it gets
much
boring.
As you used to. See, I think some of that is catching up in the old days pre-pitch clock. Because even my wife last night, she goes, oh, how long do they have to throw? And I was like, I don't know, I think it's 18 seconds. She goes, that's kind of quick. I go, not really. This is why baseball's better now. This is why baseball is two-hour games instead of four-hour games, in part. But I think some of this stuff is like an old-school mentality, like, oh, we got a four-hour broadcast, Red Sox-Yankees, Sunday Night Baseball. We better have a lot of stuff ready to go. Whereas,
The whole pregame was the Curse Breakers.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if you guys saw that. Oh, there was 200 years between World Series wins for these teams.
The Red Sox broke the curse 20 years ago. Are they still doing it? They're still doing the curse thing?
The Cubs did it 8 years ago.
Well, and also the two teams aren't overly interesting right now. Like, the Red Sox.
The Red Sox are actually the little engine that could right now, based on all the injuries.
Correct,
keep
but
winning.
What do you talk about?
What do you mean, what do you? Oh, during the game?
No. Like, yes, they're whatever, 15-13. They're winning. Okay, they're better than maybe. Who are you talking about? All your guys that you would talk about either aren't playing or underachieving. Like, that's why Tyler O'Neill is now like a star.
The guys to be named later.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to do a broadcast talking about guys who be named later.
Well, there'll be somebody out of this.
So
group.
Let's
One
do
of
the
these
curse
young
thing.
Kids. Okay, I know. It's low-hanging fruit. It's like saying Beantown.
I just want to point out that we are much younger than the producer of this show today. At least we feel much younger because he just bitched about,
I just want my game without all the gimmicks and bells
and whistles. I don't need to feel like somebody's crashed through the side of my house when somebody clanks one off the back iron in a basketball. Everything is mic'd up to no one.
I love the mics on the rims.
I hate it.
I love the ones in college more than anything, especially if it's a really nice shot.
It sounds like somebody's driving through the side of your house every single time they miss a shot.
He's angry. But I kind
of
like it.
He's
what is your
you?
Version of heartburn?
This is it right know. Now. Yes. All right, so let's go. Let's go to Billy. Billy, what'd you see this weekend?
So there was, you can YouTube it. There's no sound for it, but Arkansas College Baseball. Have you ever seen a pump fake in baseball?
A pump fake?
Pump fake.
On a pitch?
On a fly ball. So a fly ball is hit to center field.
Okay.
And there's a guy on third. The center fielder in Arkansas pump fakes like he caught the ball. Then catches the ball and then threw the guy out trying to tag up at third.
Oh.
Whoa.
So the hand goes up like he's going to catch it. He brings the elbow down, closes the glove like he did. So then the guy at third takes off and then he opens up his glove and then actually catches the ball, guns it into third, and they get the guy out before he can score.
That is like a little bit too much to so
you have to see it.
It's a long, deep drive into center field.
Yep, center field okay. Settles under.
So he acts like he catches it.
Yep, puts his left hand up with the glove and then brings his elbow down and closes the glove a little bit to make it
look
like
he caught
it. Oh,
there we go. We got it on Twitch right now.
So you will see that the guy at third has to bite the bait because he thinks he catches it the first time, fakes that he caught it. Guy third takes off, then he actually catches it, throws the ball in, and they get him out
of
home.
What the hell?
Wild.
That is.
I'm sure it's happened a million times before, but that's the first time I've seen it.
You know, my
that's
favorite.
Pretty cool.
My favorite is the hidden ball trick. It's still going to be my favorite hidden
ball
trick.
Just a simple little motion of like bringing the elbow down, making it think that the guy at third, and the third base coach missed it. Too,
and it's
obviously.
Number one on SportsCenter. I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks across the U.S. You'll in high school baseball. There will be 10 errors, kids trying to replicate this and not being able to pull it off.
Absolutely. What do they call it? It's the other thing. What's the Michigan goal there where the guy puts the puck on the blade
the
and
goal.
Brings it up over?
Yeah.
Everybody and their mother tried that.
There's going to be high school outfielders that really just need to focus on catching the ball, not screwing everything around.
Right, get under it. Use two hands.
They're going to drop it. They're going to screw this
but
up
But just
poorly.
Such a smooth little move I've never seen
it
before.
Is.
I'm sure it's been done before, but this
subtly
is the first time I've seen it.
Subtly smooth, and it works. That's the other thing. It's got to work for it to be cool, because if it doesn't work, then it's, you know, not really that cool if he scores.
All right, you're up next. What do you got from the weekend?
Okay, so from the weekend, I don't want to skate your lane here, but I saw a headline that kind of bothered me, and it said Deion Sanders will not follow his kids to the NFL. Work to do at Colorado. Who's asking you to come to the NFL? You were 4-8. Your players are jumping ship. Your best prospect is like, I want to go to a real program where I'm going to get developed like it's a real program. Their spring game went from a sellout of 47,000 last year to like 28,000, half the crowd this year. You better just worry about winning some damn football games. This, like, I feel like I should, I just want to let syndication know that I'm not looking to take my show national anytime soon. And they're like, wait, you don't have a show. No, I don't have a show. That's, I can't pull my name for a job that I couldn't have. This whole Deion Sanders, snake oil salesman, carnival barker, whatever. Win some damn games.
So I do not plan on following my kids to the NFL.
Wait, you're right. Who asked you to? Wait, at what point in time would this be a joint venture?
No idea.
At what point in time is like, you know what? I'll take your son if you call me coach.
No.
Like, so the question was about recruits and what he tells recruits
right. If
he's going to bail. And he goes, no, I'm not bailing.
How about the flip side of that question? Do you tell recruits you could be fired? Because you're 4-8. Let's just say you have another 4-8 year. You know what that ends up with? Most people? Firing.
Nah, not him.
Maybe not him.
Not him. Oh, not for another year. Like, you're right. So, listen, so what Colorado was doing was saying, listen, the weather was bad, and that's why they didn't have as many people. First of all, the weather was bad last year, to
correct.
Your point. And it's the spring, technically, in Colorado, where it was snowing last week. Snowing in Boulder, Colorado. It was nuts. Like, the weather is crazy. So that has nothing to do with it. And I think they had, Little John or somebody like that had a whole concert
there. Yeah, they
there,
did.
Right? So
Lil Wayne, I think.
Lil Wayne, yeah. So they're trying to draw as much attention. Here's the thing. Here's the worst thing and the best thing for college football. Shador Sanders is now the favorite to be the first pick in the 2025 draft.
Bust.
He is, right now, the favorite. And he will have nothing but yardage, tons of touchdowns, but he will be a disaster. So right now they got him, better than Quinn Ewers, who was the quarterback out of Texas, Carson Beck, Drew Aller, Jalen Milroe, the quarterback at Alabama, Jackson Dart, quarterback out of Ole Miss. Those are the only guys I know.
Yeah, the kid from Georgia, because I've already seen this weekend, I don't know if you've noticed, immediately all the draft websites start doing the mock drafts for next year.
Yeah.
The Patriots.
Oh, it's called the way too early draft, yeah. Mock draft.
One of them, the Patriots had the number 2 pick. They traded down to 4 because somebody wanted to jump up to get the quarter. Yeah, they traded.
I love the fact that they do go make-believe land. I do kind of like it.
But the kid from Georgia was a popular one near the top of the draft, either the first pick or the first couple picks, couple quarterbacks going. The Allure kid, that's the kid out of Penn State, right?
Drew Aller.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that think he's going to be the one that explodes because he has sort of the Drake May measurables and tools. But Shador Sanders, yeah, he's got the hype. He's just like his dad. He's got the hype. Is he good? Just like his dad. I would say, did anybody pay attention to the record at Colorado? Everybody got all worked up because The Rock is coming to games and we're doing this and we're doing that.
The BET Awards.
They went 4-8.
Yeah, no, I know. I paid attention.
They went
4-8. Until
I
stopped paying attention.
Like, and I don't want to drag you into this personally.
No, you can go drag me all you want. Like,
oh,
I'm
okay.
What
does your son think of the
it?
Program?
Well, you don't. He left the program.
So that tells you what he thinks.
Yeah,
of the program.
He left the program.
Okay. And a lot of people left the program this spring, right? Not just your son.
Well, no, these are
that kid. Who's
guys,
the kid? The corner.
There's two different times.
The number
when you
one
lose.
Corner.
Here's the thing.
Travis Hunter.
No, not
Travis Hunter.
The other
another
kid.
Guy, the number
5-star
one,
corner.
Yeah. So he left.
He's gone.
He was not playing. Like, he thought he was going to come in and play right away, and they kind of like checked him a little bit and said, you got to earn it, blah, 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 stuff they don't do with anybody. And so I feel like he probably felt like he got picked on a little bit.
Oh, because he wasn't one of Deion's boys that came with him? What do you call his luggage? I'm bringing
Louis.
It with me. I got my Louis and I'm bringing it with me. Like, he just anointed his son the starter before he even stepped on campus.
Yeah. And he's going to have to earn it too. Yeah.
But no preferential treatment, no nepotism, no anything there. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be, but like, I haven't. The challenge for him when the boys are gone and everybody's looking at him and the record and, like, there's a lot going on there. And it's not good. And it's not – the only person I know that failed upward was Cliff Kingsbury. He got fired by Texas Tech and somehow got the job in Arizona. Now, some of it was to pair him with Kyler Murray and the offense and the scheme. Does Deion have an offensive scheme? Like, what is Deion? He's a carnival barker. He's a promoter. He's P.T. Barnum.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, so do NFL teams hire P.T. Barnums?
No.
Or do they look for schemes and things of that nature?
You will see the shine come off him real soon.
I think we already have.
No, not yet.
He's 4-8.
No, no. Listen, they won. That's three more games.
People are jumping ship.
Hold on. It's three more games they won before he took over. They won one game.
People are jumping ship. Did he sign like a 20-year contract extension like Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame?
They jump at every school, but they are jumping more from there. I didn't get to throw mine in there, so I'm going to do that when we come back, that we can revisit it. The Celtics have a game tonight, game four in Miami. We'll touch on that real quick. Something that Jaylen Brown said that I think is just perfect. Perfect when it came to what was the difference between Game 2 and Game 3.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, before we get to the Celtics, we'll do like a little a review and maybe a slight preview because game four is tonight in South Beach. Get your white jeans and your red shoes ready.
No, only one of us on this show has white pants.
Why does everybody have a problem with white pants? Have you never worn white pants in your life?
Outside of a sporting event? No.
What do you mean?
I've worn white football pants. I've worn white baseball pants. I've never worn white pants. I don't have a white pants build, first of all.
There is no build.
Chubby legs, fat ass.
There are scenarios where white pants, white jeans are acceptable. And actually, you know.
Plus, don't they get dirty really quick? I mean, I have trouble with regular clothes. I feel like white pants immediately, I got crap on them.
What if you go to a white party?
Seems racist.
Hold on. Before we get to this, I want to play this because there are other games in the NBA going on, and I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts on this situation because two teams who tried to do it the easy way, the Phoenix Suns, who just got swept by Minnesota, and the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, so Milwaukee's playing the Indiana Pacers yesterday, and they're already down Giannis. Arne down, Dame Lillard. And so they're really relying on Bobby Portis to kind of, you know, carry his weight because he's the third leading scorer on that team. Well, in the first quarter, he gets ejected. I want you to listen to the two things, right? You're going to hear the official give the explanation of what happened. And then right after that, you're going to hear Doc Rivers' explanation.
We have a two-shot foul with Middleton shooting two for the personal foul. We have two acts by Portis. One is a push in the chest. The other one is a slap with contact to the head of Neymar. He has two technical fouls and is ejected.
It was a tough break for us. There's no doubt about it. You know, it doesn't matter how long you're in the league, you can still learn. All of us can. I thought it'll probably be a lesson for Bobby and all of us, you know, for all the young guys. Playoff games are high emotion. They really are. And so that happened. And, you know, you can't get it back once it happened.
So this cracked me up. If you go to Twitch, Terp has got it up there right now. Go to Twitch, follow WEEI. And I don't know how the fight even started, but that's not even really the story. I think my question for you is just, remember before the season started, there was this, collision course with Milwaukee. That was going to be the team that you had to get through. And then sure enough, they had fired Budenholzer, and then they fired Griffin, and then they hired Doc Rivers. And Doc Rivers is supposed to be the savior. And this is – it's just amazing that none of these teams that you thought were going to be there were there. And I guess my question is ultimately, if you're Milwaukee, do you keep Doc Rivers? I feel like this is player empowerment gone wrong. Kevin Durant, the Suns, player empowerment gone wrong. Thought he could – skip the little things, thought he could just fast track his way to a championship. So he just keeps leaving teams. And then if the team isn't successful, he either demands to be traded or he wants the coach fired. He just leapfrogging from team to team, trying to build a super team. And here are the Bucks. Okay, Giannis pushing out his coach, who he won a championship with, gets another coach, doesn't like that coach, gets another coach.
So, first of all, does this worry you from a Celtics perspective? Because, I mean, the immediate reaction is, you're right, it was collision course. You know, the Celtics are the Titanic and the iceberg was the Bucks. The only thing that could derail them from getting across the Atlantic, except now the iceberg melted and you seem to have clear sailing. But what I mean about worry you is, so the Celtics and the Bucks kind of did the same thing this offseason. They're both homegrown championship contenders. Giannis stays in Milwaukee. And you obviously have Tatum and Brown in Boston. But they went the fast-track route, right? Oh, we're going to trade Drew Holiday. We're going to get Dame. We're going to add to our championship stock. And the Celtics, we're going to get rid of Marcus Smart. And we're going to add to our championship stock. We're going to bring in Porzingis. We're going to then go get Drew Holiday. And it's like you lost touch with your roots a little bit there, you're trying to half-ass it, be like a homegrown but also a super team. Homegrown but super team.
Yeah, they don't have any roots. That's the problem.
Well, they've
got Giannis. They keep uprooting their roots, where the Celtics, they have their core guys. Those guys, they excel. They win by losing. They learn their lesson. They create their own culture. Not to steal a phrase from the Heat, but
it's not stealing it. Every team has culture.
I know, but theirs is different.
No, every team has culture.
No. The Miami Heat.
No,
their culture.
Screw the Heat culture.
It's different. It's a different type of culture. They're real. They really want it just as more than anybody else.
Every coach that's ever taken over a team in every sport has brought up the word culture, right? At all levels, high school, college, pros, the whole thing. Culture. Screw the Heat. You don't get the word culture. You don't get to claim it to yourself. Everybody has culture.
So we put it on a t-shirt first, though.
Right.
We put it on, so we – well, you can't trademark that word. Well, we own it. And
you probably can.
We will mess you up.
It's like Ohio State trademarked the for the Ohio State University. You don't get the. We all get the. Everybody gets to use the however they want. But to go back to, in theory now – it's 100% finals or bust for the Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was, but now you've removed the idea that maybe Dame and Giannis can get something going in the postseason. Not going to happen. The Doc Rivers part, can you keep just canning coaches? I mean, I know that's the NBA way.
That's my point. So are you going to keep Doc Rivers? It doesn't work. They owe him $40 million.
But is this his fault?
Well, no.
People are going to love people like Rich Keefe.
Well, you took the job.
Yeah, but people like Rich Keefe are going to mock Doc Rivers for continuing to have great teams, great players, can't do anything in the postseason. Is this on him that Giannis and then Dame got hurt? Is that on him? No,
well,
it's not on
him. No, it
isn't. I'll answer you. I don't know. You're just staring at me. I was waiting for an answer.
There's a food commercial on TV.
Jesus. You're looking into my eyes and saying nothing. I lost Christian there for a minute. He was distracted.
I didn't bring a lunch.
Oh, text line said you're supposed to be ordering pizza for me.
For what reason?
Some, the
Guys, do
the
I
murder
pizza
Cornet,
for anything?
Luke Cornett played. And he played in a game, and that means you owe pizza for the whole show.
No, my bet
When did that happen?
No, I don't know. The text line said it,
my
though. I always believe the text line.
I mean, I'll always take pizza, but Christian didn't say that.
No, my thank you.
Pepperoni
Nick.
With hot honey.
Nick is the
Big
keeper,
Daddy's line one.
Keeper of records. It's just funny. Like, so so Durant goes to the Suns. And I know we'll touch base on the Celtics in just a second. I just feel like the only guy to really actually achieve the create your own team. There's only been one guy that's really done it successfully, repeatedly.
LBJ.
And that's LeBron. That's it. Okay. He's the only guy that's done it. Everybody else tries to do it. And
well, Curry kind of did it. Curry was the centerpiece of
Curry
the Warriors. They brought Kevin Durant in.
But they had already won without him.
Oh, they also won with him.
They did the little thing. They had
so
already
Curry
created,
manipulated the landscape.
Well, what Curry did is what it has nothing to do with what Curry did. Is Durant kind of tagging along.
Couldn't beat him, joined
something
him.
That is what. Because Curry did the hard work. They suffered. They lost. They won by losing. They built their own like little attitude towards everything,
culture.
And then they won.
You build
well,
a culture
is
out
part
there?
Of it, and that's why the Celtics are here for a while. I can't imagine like another guy thinking that they could leave a team, create a super team, and just have instant chemistry. Like that's the part. It just doesn't happen. You think Devin Booker, who plays for the Suns, is like happy? He's like ripped. He's like, listen, like we don't do the little things. We don't do the little things, and they get swept by Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves. Like, they got swept by these guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just dismissed the NBA.
It bugs me.
He waved his hand in just attitude, disgusting, like, I hate the NBA. You hate the NBA.
No,
that's
I do.
Why you've gone to the WNBA with your sweatshirt.
True. No, I love the WNBA.
Exactly.
I'm actually going to the Indiana Fever.
That's basketball at its purest.
Sun. Yeah, they passed the
They
ball.
Make $72,000 a year, not $58 million.
Look at them posting up. Well, I'll tell you what.
Pick right, and so, roll. Backdoor cuts.
Are you
screens.
Done? Are you done?
The show's over.
Have
we
you
done
ever?
Yet?
Have you ever actually posted up? Like, if you were to post up.
Who am I going
to
post up? Mike
exactly.
Reese?
Exactly.
Sosi? Mike Reese? There's only a few options.
Switch!
I don't know why that I kept thinking. As soon as you said Mike Reese, I thought of Drake May's girlfriend.
Wait, what?
How tiny she is. She's so, like, I think it's like on what was it, on Friday, all the May boys, the Duke boys, I'm called the Duke boys.
Yeah.
They roll down Gillette, all of them come, and they're all standing up, and then there's this, I thought it was his sister.
No.
This tiny, tiny little thing.
Not that far south.
Amongst these giants.
So do you have a problem with that he has a girlfriend that he's dated since seventh grade? Because Stiz, nighttime producer du jour, yep. Red Sox producer, I forgot how he said it's strange to him.
That he's been with the same girl since,
they were basically
grade.
He's like, so as soon as he read that
so
they've been together
so
since
he's
then,
never had any strange.
He Googled how old are you in seventh grade and he's like 12.
Yeah,
he's
12.
Been with the same girl since he was 12, so 12 years. And I like it.
I don't have a problem with it either way. I mean, I
don't you think he's had the opportunities to go elsewhere?
Oh, dude, the guy's been a stud.
At UNC,
at high school,
pretty sure there's attractive women in Chapel Hill.
Two sports stud. Yeah, and a lot of in the soccer team there.
Oof. Settle down. I like the loyalty. I don't find anything weird about it, and I also think it's kind of common. Didn't Drew Maura Bledsoe, isn't she a longtime sweetheart? I believe Trevor Lawrence has a longtime sweetheart. I think there's more of these QBs that stick with their girl because they can trust
Mac
her.
Mac Jones. No, that usually.
I said the good QBs.
Usually, you know what that is? The lineman, the fat lineman. The linemen get a girl, start dating somebody in college, and they usually come.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they usually come to the party bringing sand. Like, they go to the beach and they bring sand. You go to the NFL, I mean, you just, whatever you want, whenever you want it, however you want it.
What is it? They come to the party and they bring sand?
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
A guy that goes to the beach, they bring sand to the beach. That's what
Drake
May is doing. Well, if you need an explanation of bringing sand to the beach.
Why would you bring sand to the beach? There's already sand
why
there.
Why would you bring, I'm not even going to do this. I will explain it to you after.
Is this
the
a
show.
Sex thing? Is this like something I should get?
Am I the only
Urban
person
Dictionary?
That understands who brings
Nick?
Sand to the beach?
I've never heard that before.
Really?
So can you explain it? Because clearly, if two people of the four in the room haven't heard it, then the audience hasn't heard it.
The one
so
thing
you
the
want
beach,
our listeners
the one
to know.
Thing the beach doesn't need is more sand. The one thing you have plenty of in the NFL is women, and plenty of them. Why would you bring a girlfriend to the NFL?
Because you love her.
That's why.
You're loyal.
You love her.
You're
you
a good person.
Her.
Your morals are where they should be.
Yes, and she's not
not
gonna,
a freak
not
like you wearing white pants
money.
To a party.
She's not going to Tyreek Hill you and have like multiple children and just try to.
So it's
know,
a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is a good thing. I don't know how lasting it is.
Why not?
Because the lifestyle changes. The demands change. Everything is different. It is a process, and I'm not
Will
sure
Will it be any more challenging in Foxborough than it was in Chapel Hill?
Well, the one thing is that he's going to be so regimented, and it'll be nice if somebody follows him to the league, understanding what his requirements are. If you date somebody who's never been involved in sports, they don't understand what the commitment is from a quarterback, you're gone all the time.
Right.
You can't go out. You have to go to bed early. Like, if you want to be good at it, like, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be chasing tail, you know, every single Thursday night and Friday night.
I feel like she can be his Mrs. Cousins. Anybody that watched the QB thing where Kirk Cousins' wife is like, yeah, I'm going to Target to pick up some clothes.
Dude, I see that. You see that all the time. My point is that it's usually Joe Alt. You see Joe Alt, first person they hug. I always think it's interesting when the guys, they're in their house and, you know, mama's sitting next to them. You know, daddy's on the other side, and the girlfriend is like, how often is she getting boxed out by mama? Because mama wants all the attention because that's her baby, that's her son. And then, because I saw this one clip where this one girl was trying to get in to hug her boyfriend, which seemed, it was obviously her boyfriend, and mama just kept kind of like boxing out and making sure she couldn't get
in
there.
I'm with mama. If you ain't married, then I come first.
Okay, let me get to this real quickly, okay? Because we have so many innuendos on this show right now. Here's something that the biggest issue in game two for the Celtics was their lack of defense. All the threes that the Heat were putting up, you know, a lot of criticism on their inability to close out, giving them too much time to shoot. It was like they were daring them to shoot. That's what we were talking about after the game.
And they shot and they hit them.
Here's Jaylen Brown post-game on what the difference was between game two and game three.
Jaylen, defensively, what was it that you guys were able to do? Is it as simple as like just playing harder and picking them up a little bit higher, or was there more to it?
A little bit of that, no dare shots, respecting those guys' capability, the NBA players, and they can make shots on any given night. So treating them accordingly, closing out, just making them uncomfortable. And then on the other side, just executing the offense.
I thought that was the cleanest explanation, and it was like a real simple coaching point. Okay, don't take any chances. They're pros. So if you give Tyler Hero time and space, if you give, you know, some random guy, if you give Kevin Love or Highsmith extra time, like, to shoot a set shot, the odds are going to go up that he makes it. And it felt like that's what they were doing in game two.
So to say to respect your opponent, like, he's a pro. You know, you guys all like to say they get paid too. Like, that's the cliche
I know,
from NFL
players.
It's
such an easy line to explain why you got beat. Hey, he's paid to make shots.
Right. Well, but have some truth to that. Like, respect the guy's in the NBA. The guy is, they didn't just pick him out of the crowd to take a shot at, you know, $30,000 shot at half court or something. So I think there's some truth to that. The flip side of that would be, if you remember Warriors Celtics a couple years ago, I believe it was Draymond Green kind of laughed off a shooting performance early by the Celtics complimentary shooters as like, they're not going to keep making those shots.
Oh, like Marcus Smart.
It was somebody else. And he's like, he basically said, I think it was in his podcast, I don't know if he did it post game.
No, I remember.
And this is the different view of that. Like, no, don't just assume they can't do that again. Because even with them shooting ridiculous threes, Celtics were in that game in the closing minutes. If they hit their own three, you know, I was watching that after the draft. Like, if they hit a three here or there, they could still win that game despite the record-setting ridiculous three-point shooting performance. So, basically, don't let them go off and you're fine. And I agree with that. Like, just respect them a little. Close out a little bit. Now, there were other issues in that game. I know Scal was going off about offensively. Their pacing. He's big on their pacing and their spacing and those keywords. And like, they had declared matchups pregame that they, damn it, we're going to win these matchups. And they weren't working, but we're going to stick with it because we decided pregame, not adjusting on the fly, some of this Missoula stubbornness stuff going on. But even with all that, if the other team doesn't shoot ridiculous from three, you don't lose that game.
So I'm curious if you picked up on this, and I was going to try and look at the play-by-play because this was a blowout, especially in the fourth quarter. They ended up winning by 20. At some point in time, they were close to 30 a couple times. But if you go to the fourth quarter, Joe Mazzulla kept the starters in for up until like I think the 4 minute mark when they finally started subbing them out, and the game was over at like the 8 minute mark. They weren't going to chip away at it. I thought this was kind of unique. This stood out to me because he left Jaylen Brown in, he left Jason Tatum in, he left Derek White in, he left all his starters in the game. And most coaches would take him out. I'm just wondering if that is like some Jedi Joe Mazzulla mind trick that he is sending to Spoelstra. Like, you know what? Listen, I know you get a lot of respect. I know you're a badass. I know you're a big time hardo, but I'm gonna let you know that no matter what, I'm not gonna take my foot off the gas. I thought that was interesting that because most coaches in a playoff blowout game three, knowing that you have, you know, this is the first series, would pull those guys just to give them rest. He kept them in.
So I think some of that is a respect for the Heat culture that we mocked earlier. And like,
so you think it has less to do with him being like, listen, you're not going to breathe. I'm not going to let off. Well, I'm not going to give you a break.
Didn't Jaime Jaquez after game two use the old Kevin Millar, don't let us win just one or let us get just one, whatever the quote was. Like, don't allow a team like that to sneak back in late. Like, finish them. Put your foot on their throat. Win by double
digits. Kind of what happened in game one. They kept coming back. Yeah. And then you had a game that you didn't think you would have. I don't know. I thought it was more of a...
The Heat are an F around and find out kind of team. And
true.
Even in the closing minutes, I don't want to find out. I don't want to F around. Like, I'm going to finish this game. Now, I like how they played this. You didn't have any great performances, right? You had 22 from Tatum, 22 from Brown, like a nice easy... For those guys, that's workmanlike, right? Like, just a workmanlike performance. And... Don't screw around. Don't let it get close because the Heat are scrappy, emotional, whatever you want to call them, whatever that culture is, underdogs, and they rotate the underdogs year to year, and it's different guys stepping up, stepping in. Don't give them a feel-good in the fourth quarter that they can roll over into a feel-good in the first quarter of the next game, right? Control the series. Don't let them come back.
See, I thought Derek White had a sneaky good game, especially in like the second quarter, like getting that put back. Off a missed free throw. I thought that was sneaky good. He's so active. So they got the game tonight, game four tonight. What do you think happens real quick?
I think they cover. I don't know what that it's double digit it's number again. 10.5.
It was 9.5 game three. They covered easily. Tonight it's 10.5, which will be part of the lunchtime parlay, by the way.
You gave the Heat their opening, and they took full advantage by shooting the lights out. Then they went back to reality, whatever they were, 32%
from three, yeah.
So reality struck. You're the better team.
When I watch that game, I look at the talent disparity, and
yes,
it's vast.
And that's why I wouldn't let them come back in a fourth quarter, because I think those scrappy players feed off that. That can roll into the next game, and I don't want any of that. And that's why I do worry a little bit about the Bucks kind of floundering here, because this team is mentally weird where sometimes when they presume and assume that they're fine and they're rolling, that's when they get kicked in the nuts a little bit. They're better sometimes with their back against the wall. I don't want them feeling too good about themselves and just like, oh, we're going to roll through the East now. There's nothing to stop us.
I think lesson learned game two. I don't think you see that again during this series with
Till Jokic.
No, you're not going to see it. All right, so lunchtime parlay. Clap it up. You're playing along today. How did we do last Friday? Not too good. But one guy had a good day. One guy
carried
the weight.
It's not how parlays work.
One guy carried the weight of four. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, Andy Hart, let's go back to Friday. So, Gresh, Devin Booker, over 25.5 points. Loser! Corbin Burns, over 18.5 outs. That was Billy. Loser! Nick, Predators. What was Predators? Well, he was a loser. What'd you have, the puck line?
No, the money line.
The money line.
3-2.
Loser! Oh, Fourier, minus 9 versus the Heat. Winner!
You're the genius.
Yay.
Yay. No applause. All right, let's get it started today. You want to go first?
Me?
You want to go since you're the guest?
Faux show.
You first off the tee.
Faux show. As anyone listens to the Rich Keefe show on a regular basis knows, I'm a big fan of Jaylen Brown over. Point totals, 21.5 in this game. He would have covered it the last two games. Even went 0-for-3 the other day in the win from 0-for-4 from three-point land. So I think he's due to have a hot night shooting from three. And if you have a hot night shooting from three, it's easy to get over 21.5 points. So, JB, over.
All right. Well, there you go. Jaylen Brown. All right, Billy. Hello.
What's up?
You got a lot of work. I feel like you're real busy today. What's going
Always.
On?
Always.
I feel like people are dropping off stuff on your lap left and right.
Story of my life. I don't get to just show up and talk like other people.
So they're not, you know, oh, I was going to get real dirty with this, so I'm going to see to keep it clean. I can get real dirty. You mentioned lap, and I was like, no one's putting anything enjoyable on your lap.
Easy.
I enjoy anything that goes in my lap. I'll take what I can get.
A dog?
Ever get a paper cut?
Nope.
All right.
Never. Joe Ryan Day for the Twins. Twins are in Chicago playing the White Sox. I'm taking the Twins to cover the run line of 1.5. In Chicago against the
Chicago. All righty. Nick, who has the best record, by the way, Andy Hart. I don't know if you knew this right now.
I didn't.
He's got the best record, 44-30.
Doesn't he only bet on hockey?
No.
No, you know what he does? Sometimes he never really takes any big swings. That's the problem with him. He's a very
consistently
careful,
right around even money to plus money.
He doesn't take any.
I don't Christian Fourier the minus 800 Warriors
you never,
to beat the Rockets.
You never
or the minus 20,000
Nadal
to win whatever.
He
major
never adds
play.
Value.
Wait, there's
to
no
parlay.
Rules to
he
this.
He never adds value.
On the Rich Keefe show, we're not allowed to bet anything that's worse than like minus 150. I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Christian wouldn't last.
Oh, terrible.
I like the odds if you are having a bad string of losses, like to pick an easy
get
one.
Get a swing for the
but
fences.
Nick does that all the time.
No, you go the opposite way. If you have a bad string of losses, you do like Jaylen Brown dunk to start the game at plus 10,000 or something. You go for a big swing.
I love the first basket.
Yeah.
I love
so why don't you do that,
basket,
big boy?
You said dunk.
He does, and he misses.
I know. You can make
wait,
it a
wait,
dunk.
Wait. I know I miss it, but near misses. Near makes. Near misses. I'm not sure which one.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead, Nick. You're up.
But anyway, the A's are not as bad as everybody thought this year. And Christian, this is plus money, so I'm adding a little bit of value.
Thank you.
More value than you brought. But I think they split with the Yankees, and they took the series against the Orioles over the weekend. So give me the A's on the money line today against the Pirates.
Okay.
The A's are better than people thought. And the Red Sox beat the A's, and the Red Sox better. So now
World
the Red Sox
series back on Andy
even
Hart.
better than people thought.
They're amazing. They're
I can't name the lineup, but we're going to the World Series.
Yep.
Listen, they're winning. I mean, nobody's happier than that than us in this building.
I hear you.
And we will be down at a Fenway on Thursday. I didn't even know that was a thing. We're going to be down there again on Thursday.
Although
day game.
Oh, early day.
Yeah, did you not know that? Huh? It's the last one of the year, though. By the way. No
don't
more.
Tell me that.
All right, so I'm going with another predictable win. We just discussed the Celtics and their 9.5 points that they covered on Friday. It's 10.5 points this tonight.
Easy.
Easy, right?
Easy.
Were you looking for that bet, by the way?
Easy. If you hadn't taken that, I would have taken that. I feel very comfortable with the Celtics tonight.
I think now they understand how beatable this team is. Like, if they just shouldn't even be hanging around. If they just do the basic stuff. If they just, you know, do what they're – just give effort, like they should beat the Heat.
Correct.
Comfortably.
Correct.
Should not be an
they're
issue.
A far better team. Like, they're – I agree with you on that. So, don't screw it up. Just don't lose.
Okay. So, you're betting for Andy today.
Okay.
I wonder if you
– happy to do that.
He usually doesn't like – because your record right now is pretty crappy.
What are you talking
about?
You're
2-4.
I mean, he's not picking for Gresh because Hart had his own record.
Yeah, so
okay,
I have my own
that's
record.
Good. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, 2-4. I'm about to be 3-4.
Okay,
getting close to 500.
All right, so fine. Jaylen Brown over 20.5 points. Twins, Joe Ryan Day. The A's, who are better than people think, and then the Celtics covering the minus 10.5 points. For $10, if you guys actually put this bet in.
You should.
Okay, let's all put this bet in. Your $10 will get you $177.67.
Doggy, I like it.
All right, that's the lunchtime parlay. So I've been saying something about the NFL and Roger Goodell for a while now. And it's finally coming true. Because I've always thought, Andy, that the NFL, their real goal is to control every month of the calendar. So you had the draft. Like, if you start from the playoffs, January, regular season and playoffs, then you get into February. And then as soon as the Super Bowl is over, you get into draft
free agency.
I don't know what you got, the Senior Bowl, you got all the,
yeah,
they got the combine, they covered that.
Yeah.
And then you had the pro days.
Yep.
Right? You got your visits, and then you have the combine. Now you're going to have a schedule release. Like, yep, that's what's next. And then after that, you'll have OTAs.
Plus, it's May. May is a little bit of a hole in their calendar, but if the best player in the NFL's name is May, Drake.
May.
You own month. You just have the month of May on NFL Network. Highlights of his last three Super Bowl wins.
But the
Let's go. The
deadest month of the year for the NFL is
June.
Would it be June?
Because literally everybody goes on vacation. Everybody. Like the mid, like mid-June to mid-July. After mandatory minicamp is usually like that first week of June. It is jailbreak city. Everybody goes on vacation.
Okay. So what if I told you that the first game of the regular season could now be in August? Roger Goodell said something on the Pat McAfee show, which I have been predicting for a while. We're looking at a 20-game regular season and a 3-day Super Bowl weekend. Wait till you hear this. If you're a former player, you're going to hate it. If you're a fan, you're going to love it.
If you're a present player, you might hate it.
Yeah, even more so. We'll do that next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.